When I walk into a fast food restaurant or a grocery store, I see lots of people who seem overweight. Sometimes I wonder why they are so big. Other times I don't realize the size of someone, but the size of their meal or the amount of food that's in their cart. But I guess what I don't realize is how many obese people there are in America. I see them at the store, at the park, at school. When I think about it, it makes me sad because of how obese people are being treated in our society. At school, I've noticed overweight students are less popular than other students. They are often the last one to be picked in groups. I come home and watch TV and see commercials with lots of skinny people and tons of weight losing programs and diet ads. I wonder about these mixed messages. Is it possible to be overweight and still healthy? Is it also then possible to be thin and unhealthy? Are some people just born to be bigger than others? I asked Jill Steffens, a counselor who deals with these issues, about the physical and cultural struggles that overweight people face in America.
We also have more obesity than any country in the world. There's a lot of cultural pressures to be thin. I think if you look in our country, there's a huge emphasis on thinness and having, you know, that being kind of glorified, that there's a certain body type that's viewed as beautiful in our country.
So Jill says that in the U.S., people are encouraged to be thin. But we are also overall the most overweight country, which makes me wonder, what causes this paradox?
There are some people who have some genetic predisposition. Everyone's body has what's called a set point, where their body naturally would tend to hang out as far as their weight range goes, and some people genetically are predisposed to be overweight, not morbidly obese, but to be overweight.
Jill says some people are just born predisposed to being overweight, but are there other causes?
Big one can be just low self-esteem, or sometimes people overeat because they are lonely or depressed. Some people overeat because they have a lot of anxiety or they feel a lack of control in their life. You know, if there's a biochemical or a biological cause. And we do think that for some people, there's certain chemicals in the brain that control like hunger and appetite and digestion. And for some people, we think that there's an imbalance there. But a lot of times there's things underneath that they're hungry for, like it might be contentment or to feel more connected in their life.
So some people can also use food to control their mood, which can lead to overeating. But it got me thinking about whether or not I overeat. When I go into a fast food restaurant, I try to find the best deal I can get. But is the best deal still a healthy deal? I know I've heard about healthy diets at school. Is it because most people don't know what a healthy diet is that causes obesity? Or is it because it's cheaper to obtain unhealthy foods? I asked Tom Vogel, the marketing manager for Sewer Co-ops, an organization that promotes healthy, sustainable food choices, about growing portion sizes.
You know, if you were to certainly turn your eyes onto fast food and maybe even certain like sit-down restaurants, then yes, portion sizes are definitely getting bigger. As far as why they're getting bigger, I think some of it is just sort of, you know, keeping up with the Joneses in the kind of the mass commercial market. One restaurant puts out, you know, a portion of a certain size, and the next one feels they have to one-up that. There's also a perceived value where that more is, you know, more for your money, I think, especially in these economic times.
So whether or not people care more about saving money than being healthy, the effects of bigger portion is clear. People in the U.S. are disproportionately obese. Other than health factors, I asked Jill how being overweight affects people's lives.
People, a lot of people who are obese won't travel because they're afraid they won't fit in an airplane seat. They don't go to social events because they're ashamed of their appearance.
When I see obese people, it makes me question myself and my diet. But I also realize that there are factors that contribute to obesity that aren't necessarily under any one person's control. In a way, it opened my eyes to the world we live in and the things we do, like encouraging diets instead of exercising and good deals instead of good nutrition. I try to stay fit and eat healthy, but it takes a lot of motivation and time to break old habits and take in new ones. But I believe with the help and encouragement of others, America can move past judging people by their weight. For KFAI Youth News Initiative, I'm Leach Lork.